hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Free Diving Master.
And you are not a free diving master. You've sat at the bottom of a pool.
That's no, you know what he
same.
Is.
What?
He's Greg the Free Diving, as in he doesn't pay to dive.
Well, did you hear my free diving song? I actually had a song I did it for that, Bill.
I heard it.
You heard it. You liked it, huh?
It was
free diver.
Yeah, it was great.
Tom Petty doesn't have nothing on me.
Has Tom Petty sued you yet?
He will be for bastardizing
Do you have
song.
His permission?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I held my breath until he said yes.
That's how you broke the record.
That's it. It was simple as that. All right, let's go to our buddy Barry is on the line. He's been quite busy, not holding his breath, but exercising for an event that does involve the cardiovascular system. How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Greg?
I'm good. So you've been riding your bike for your bike or ride for MS, right?
That's correct, multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
I do it every year, the annual MS 150, 150 miles on a bicycle.
I remember when you started doing that, and I thought, this is a terrible idea.
He'll never make it.
First of all, he's going to start wearing that spandex, and second of all, he's going to catch fire. But since then, of course, Barry, you've lost a lot of weight exercising.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm going off better.
And he's traded off the spandex for lava core. But, but that's just one of the things that you can do with that that new wetsuit material. But regardless, the ride for MS happens 2 weeks, is that right? Or when is it again?
It's not actually in support of MS, just so you know.
It's
actually
May 14th.
Against MS. It's for a cure. It's the ride for the cure.
Right. I think most people would figure that much out.
Some people could even say it.
You guys have been having fun over there today.
He's only been doing this for how many years? You'd think I know by now. But
this is my seventh year.
Seventh year, yeah. We've made our little donation for the show and appreciate what you do so we don't have to.
Well, I appreciate the donation.
And what he does is really remarkable. He actually rides his bike essentially from his house to Key West and then back.
Yeah. Now, if you could just work it out where you could just go one way and stay for a while and enjoy yourself, I think that would be a better gig.
It might be, but, you know, the house prices are still a little high down in the Keys. I'm waiting for them to drop some more.
Okay, fair enough. But we did put a link up to your ride, so if anybody listening today would like to contribute to this cause, which is obviously a very, very good cause, and we support it with what we can here at the show, and everybody's done their part, and we appreciate Barry's effort. All you got to do, did you post it on World of Boating or Scuba Radio? I forget.
It's on the World of Boating website. They go to Captain Barry. They'll see the link there. All I have to do is click it. $10 donation, you know, $10, $15, whatever they can afford. Even though it says I've met my goal, I want to try to exceed it this year.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, of course, you helped me exceed the goal so far.
Yeah. Well, no worries, Barry. I mean, it's all about raising as much money as you can. Because after 150 miles, you know, Barry might need some help. You know, but no, he's done it for 7 years. Yeah, no problem. But no, the more money you can raise, the better. And it's a great cause. That is so great to see that you have already reached your goal for the year. The merrier.
I think before the end of this decade is out, we are going to be able to, as this this ride has hoped to do, we're going to be able to cure the state of Mississippi.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure what they're trying for.
That's
just before this decade's out. I've heard that somewhere back in the 60s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Before the end of this decade.
All right. So you're in heavy training right now. Then right after that, I guess you'll schedule some diving, right?
Oh, man, I can't wait to get wet. The water's looking really nice now.
I bet it is.
The hardest part about the whole ride is not just driving off the 7 mile bridge the water. Because I'll bet
like,
you
I'm
hot
so hot
then.
Right now. Oh, my God, that looks so great. I could dive down there, pick up some lobster, head on home. It'd be a nice gig. All right, well, you can plan on that for your next ride, maybe, Barry. But stay focused. We got your back, and keep up the good work, okay, my friend?
I appreciate it, guys. I'll give you a call when I get down to Key Largo.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. Our friend Barry down there in South Florida. Once again, go to the World of Boating website and click on Captain Barry, and that's where you can find your link if you'd like to sponsor him on his bike ride for a cure for MS.
Right.
All right, there you go. All right, some other things to catch up on. You know, I've been traveling a lot, and I'm trying to, you know, I'm having a tough time keeping up on email, let alone anything else, but we'll do what we can. I got an email from a guy in Finland, one of our listeners in Finland. I think it's Alari is how he says his name. I'm not positive. Probably totally screwed that one up.
We call
but
him
anyway,
Sven.
He is a warm water wuss, like me.
Hold on. In Finland?
Well, that's what he claims to be.
Does he only go diving in the sauna?
But he says it's always nice to start the season here in the cold north just after the ice has gone away. So last Saturday, I made my first dive and enjoyed it immensely. The water temperature was...
Oh, no, don't. It's hurting me already. Just
0 degrees Celsius near the surface and minus one a little deeper. Now, when it says Celsius... Yeah, he was not in hell, trust me. Or if he was, hell had frozen over because he was 1 degree below Celsius, negative one, but that was you know, not so bad in his book being
what
a warm water.
What is that Fahrenheit?
Well, 32 would be zero Fahrenheit.
So it's 33 degrees.
It was literally
to 31
almost
degrees.
In a block of ice.
No, he went from 32 to, well, then.
30 maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to say so.
I thought you said he was a warm water wuss.
Well, I guess in Finland, that's a subjective term.
you know how
zero.
Cold,
that is far from warm.
Yeah, water doesn't get any colder than that, really.
Well, without staying liquid.
Maybe he's being slightly sarcastic. But he says, after the dive, we realized that the water wasn't so cold because we stayed warm. So I recommend this kind of diving to you, too. And he sent a picture. And look at all that stuff he's wearing. What is that?
That's a dry suit, is it not?
It has to be.
That is a dry hump suit is what that is.
That is some serious clothing he has on there.
Wow.
That's a lot of gear.
Hey, that's awesome, man. You know, as long as he's having fun, I wouldn't do
helmet.
It.
But look at the expression on his face. He doesn't look happy.
He looks numb. You know,
I think right there, actually, he could be cryogenically frozen.
He's probably going to last another 100 years.
That's it.
That'll
see?
Keep you young.
Yeah. All right. You know, well, there you go.
You could probably hallucinate, too.
Maybe.
Probably see all sorts of stuff down there.
Oh, okay. We saw all sorts of exotic reef fish.
Yeah, because your brains is frozen.
All right. Here's a story Bill will love.
I can scarcely wait.
Yeah. All right. So legislation is in process right now in the state of Florida to allow a law that was passed a few years ago for compressed air for filling tanks in Florida. You have to get your filling station certified by the state.
Okay.
You have to get like a filling license type of thing.
All right, so
for a dive shop to do this.
So you can't have unregulated air fill.
Every year a dive shop has to go through this goofy paperwork process to say that we pump clean air that won't kill people.
I just use my bicycle pump.
Yeah.
That bad?
Well, it happened in 1999 when they passed this law, and it was just bureaucratic bullcrap. I mean, dive operators, dive shops have no incentive to pump bad air.
Okay.
That's bad for business, and in the state of Florida is the only state in the country that has set up this rule. They're about to let that law expire. They're going to wipe it off because in the 11, 12 years that this law has been in effect, nobody has been caught pumping bad air through this system. So it's unnecessary bureaucracy It looks like it's on its way to finally be approved. And the dive operators, hats off to them. They have self-regulated effectively. And now the state of Florida is finally starting to say, okay, maybe you got something here. Maybe this is an extra cost that you shouldn't have to incur, and it's not necessary.
The only thing I will say about this is that I don't think the dive operators would ever operate unsafely. I really don't.
Right. That's the whole point. But so why regulate it?
What if CJ decides he's going to make a couple extra bucks by setting up a compressor in his garage and filling up tanks for neighbors that go out diving, and he doesn't know any better?
I don't think that falls under a different situation. This was just designed for dive operators filling tanks, like dive shops. And they don't need it.
Can CJ fill tanks?
No!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Pete is all set for 35 past.
All right, so we got that little rap tune right there, and we got bling. I showed CJ and Bill the new Scuba Radio ring that is in development. The R&D has taken place, and our friends at Dive Silver have come up with a Scuba Radio ring that this Christmas season coming up, will be on every rapper's list. Don't you think, CJ?
Yeah.
This sterling silver Scuba Radio ring. I'm wearing it to turn my finger into a human lure for my next dive, and a barracuda catches it in the light. And
Only thing I will say about this, because it is a big piece of jewelry.
It is.
And when you smack somebody in the head, it's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
And I think you should put Scuba Radio on it in a mirror image so that when you hit them, it will say Scuba Radio, not the negative of Scuba.
Well, this is the first prototype, which I have, which I'm wearing, as you can plainly see right now. But I will take that into consideration.
Unless you hit him with the other hand.
That's right.
Then it gets the opposite.
Yes, I see. That would be the point.
But I told him I would like to make one of these rings. We would have to do it reversible like that. But so we could heat it up and turn it into a branding iron, a portable scuba radio branding iron.
You know, there are always girls at the events that you go to asking for some way to be permanently disfigured.
No, the scuba radio mermaids. Yes. We've been trying, you know, they run off a lot of times.
You have to keep track of them.
Sooner or later it happens.
The pod gets a little out there. We're, you know, and people are catching on to this whole mermaid idea. I'm starting to think we need to brand them.
So we don't have plan.
We don't have other folks trying to steal our mermaids.
Mermaid rustling is rampant.
Yes. So they're working on that at Dive Silver. You'll
take,
hear
for
about
instance,
that.
The folks at Dan.
Here in a few weeks.
Dan Orr, we're looking at you. Stop stealing all our mermaids.
All right, so we got that. Here's one story for you, or a little update. Now, we had mentioned a few weeks ago that our friends at Matava in Fiji, which we're going to see those folks when we go back out there in May to Fiji once again, but at Matava Eco Resort, they have a unique thing as far as naming their boats. They have a fishing operation, and they have their dive boats. Their inshore fishing boat is called Tease Me. Their transfer boat, their guest transfer boat from the airport to the resort out on its own little private island area, is called Take Me. Their work boat is called Carry Me, and their dive boat is called Dive Me. Their fishing or game fishing boat is called Bite Me. So you can see the theme that is developed there with the folks at Matava, and they've actually... They had a new dive boat name contest for their latest dive vessel. And I don't know the name of the winner, but I do know the winning name now. It was just announced a week and a half ago.
So you don't know the name of the person who submitted the winning entry, but you know the name of the boat.
All right, so it's something me, as you can figure, right?
Yes.
Do you have any guesses what a new dive boat at Matava might be called?
Not Dive Me.
Blow Me.
No, Below Me. Below Me?
Yes. That's a good one.
That is the one.
Is it really?
That's it. Is. That's it.
I was close.
Yes.
What? If only you had pronounced it correctly.
Right.
He spelled it right and pronounced it wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Below Me is the name of their new boat at Matava. And God bless Richard and Stuart for coming up with that. That has to be one of the best names, if not the best name, for a dive boat that I have seen
in a long time. You're not going to beat that.
Below Me. And it's so appropriate.
Better than Going Down?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I like the way they think there in Fiji.
Suck on this hose.
No, that's way too wordy.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Suck a hose.
So Below Me.
That's an ancient Indian name.
It's the new dive boat in Matava. I'm gonna check in with Stuart and Richard here, maybe next week, if not shortly thereafter. And get an update. We'll find out the name, the guy who submitted it, and what kind of twisted individual this person obviously is. But he won like a dive trip for a week.
Sweet.
Maybe we'll see him out there when we're out there in May. Then the other thing was, now we talked about this, didn't we, Bill?
Yes.
Or did I just tell you off air?
I don't remember.
I think we just talked about this off air. I just showed CJ. Now, Dan Orr, who's going to be on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in September with Explorer Ventures, sent me an email of some unique deep water marine life critters that were found after the tsunami. And these are, I mean, a couple of them you recognize. Other ones are freak fish. I mean, there's one fish that looks like a cross between a squid and a shark. I mean,
the squark?
Bizarre.
They found a picture of the squark?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And another one looks like Jabba the Hutt. Another thing just looks like a mouth with a tail on it. I mean, just really bizarre-looking critters that we just don't normally see.
They call those mermaids.
But they, well, yeah. Then he sent a picture of the Scuba Radio mermaid smack dab in the middle of
Kidding,
it.
Kidding, ladies.
But yeah, that was cute. You liked that, didn't you?
What?
What was funnier, seeing the mermaids in that stack of unique underwater life or Below Me?
Below Me.
Okay. I'm just checking. CJ's the resident comedian here.
No, I'm not.
He's actually the visiting comedian.
Oh, well, it's true.
Hey, do you have any of that? Speaking of those scuba radio rings and the whole jewelry line.
Yeah, the bling.
Are you going to have anything like to put on your teeth?
Yes, absolutely.
Like
we're
going to
have
a grill.
No, we have these little
scuba
pins.
Scuba radio grill applique.
Scuba radio pins.
What would that be called? An applique or an applique? Or? What is that called?
It'd be called a silver tooth.
The grill.
Grill. Yeah, Scuba Radio Grills.
What's up? Check out my grill, you know?
What time is it? Scuba Radio time, maybe. No, is that what's that dude say? What's he go?
What's that?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Flavor
Flav?
Flav, yeah. Flavor Flav!
You could be Dive or Dive.
Maybe, or maybe not.
Or Greg and M.
Okay, so CJ isn't the resident comedian.
No, he's not a comedian. He's a professional. He's a professional
humorist.
Yes.
Wow. He's no pressure.
Yes. He's the Mark Twain.
Make me laugh, monkey.
It's funny. You don't look funny. Tell us a joke.
Yeah.
And I take that back. You do look funny, but tell us a joke.
All right. I have a joke.
Oh.
If Greg's wife named a boat, it would be Leave Me Alone.
Oh,
does
boy.
That follow the theme?
Yeah, the truth hurts. The truth hurts.
Get away from me.
Someone's getting punched in the face by that ring.
Hey, check out my new boat. Not now.
All right, so bling-wise, you think we need grills, Scuba Radio grills?
That'd be awesome.
And you know, this ring is pretty substantial.
I thought it was a Super Bowl ring.
Well, if we do like four across, which is the new thing, all the rappers wear like the rings that cover up three or four fingers. It'll be like a scuba radio.
Those are called brass knuckles.
Well, they're sterling silver. So silver knuckles. Scuba Radio Silver Knuckles. Rolls right off the tongue.
John Silver Knuckles.
Maybe not.
And you could call it Knuckles Deep Line.
Okay. I don't know.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
And dive in. You would think that might be a day that we celebrate every year of the year, or every day of the year here at Scuba, which we kind of do. But there's actually a specific date that a group of divers are planning for this event. Ditch Work and Dive Day. We'll cover that in just a bit on the big show. However, first off, I got to remind you a couple things. One is we're giving away some free stuff at scubaradio.com.
That's nice.
Right now, there's a Cobra iRadar up for grabs. Just go to scubaradio.com, click on the Scuba Radio Monthly giveaway, fill out the form, and you'll be registered to win this cool little device that interfaces with an iPhone and turns it into a radar detector. Thanks to our friends at Cobra. Just go to scubaradio.com, register today, and we could make you a big wiener. All right, the other thing I want to throw out there that has been when I was traveling down to the Keys in South Florida last week, there are a few dive shops I popped into that are really working the lionfish thing.
Okay.
They're trying to get rid of the lionfish in Florida, in the Keys in particular. And several manufacturers are, you know, just recreational diving inventor guys, I guess. I don't know. Have come up with various pieces of gear to help spear a lionfish.
Well, because, of course, the tentacles have poison in them, a toxin.
Right.
It's not going to kill you, but it's going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, and they want divers to start taking them out when they're out on their recreational dive.
Because they don't belong.
Yeah, but they know most divers don't carry long spear guns with them.
Right.
So they've come up with these little portable devices that you could literally strap onto your BC. And if you happen to come across a
lionfish, oh, wow, something else I have to have that straps on.
Okay, so if you happen to come across one of these things, you can pull this thing out and take it out. And then, you know, if you want to take it and put it in a catch bag, you do that.
Do you remember when it used to be cool that you saw a lionfish every once in a while?
Yeah, now they're more common than nurse sharks.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a lionfish now.
Okay, I guess. Catfish? No.
Yeah, you can't swing a dead catfish either.
Okay, good.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Frederique, Victoria's Secret supermodel.
You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, he is my close, personal, new friend, Greg, the Dive Master.
And yes, thank you, Frederique. It's been a while since we've talked to her. It's funny, Fraser Nivens, good friend of ours down in the Keys, works with her, or did work with her for quite a few years. They're good friends. We were just hanging out with Fraser last week. So, you know, that's kind of cool. Little flashback to years gone by. I think we ran into Frederick. It was Ocean Fest probably about 10 years ago when I recorded that little tech, and she hasn't talked to me since. So what's new? But anyway, we get Ditch Work and Dive Day. Believe it or not, there's a group of divers that have come together and have want to celebrate a specific day where you call into work sick, you ditch work, and you dive. Now, you know, we do this pretty much every day of the year here at Scuba Radio. However, why not if you can orchestrate a day, you know, get a group of divers together and do this and maybe turn it into a national holiday. If not this year, maybe next year, and this is the beginning, you know, of a grassroots effort to make Ditch Work and Dive Day a annual holiday. I think it should be, and maybe it is already. The guy who brought this to my attention was our good buddy Pete from Scuba Board, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Pete?
How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good, man. Now, are you
going to ditch work and dive with us this year?
Well, maybe. You know, I'm just saying, I do that pretty much every day of the year, but that's just kind of part of my profession, I guess, in a way. But, I mean, is that what you're doing down in the Keys today? Are you down in the Keys as we speak?
I am down in the Keys. I moved down here to Key Largo, wasted away in Margaritaville.
Yeah, very nice. So this Ditch Work and Dive Day thing. You got a group of divers together there at Scuba Board. Is that how this came to be, or what?
Well, what happened is that we had a bunch of people from New York and a bunch of people from Miami.
Yeah.
Who met up with a bunch of people in California about 3 years ago, and they decided to ditch work and go diving. And so they went to Casino Park there in Catalina Island. And this will be the third year that we're doing it, and this is the first year that we're encouraging everyone to go find their own place and ditch work and go diving.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm kind of interested in this. I'm hoping that the ditch work is for a good cause. But
yeah, that's, diving.
But ditch work. Ditch work is hard, you know, digging ditches, and I'm willing to do that because I think that the diving will feel really good afterwards. But
your mind's always in the gutter, Bill.
There we are.
No, it's in the ditch.
If it's not in the gutter, I'm building one. That's how it works, baby.
Exactly.
Right. No, okay, so it's June 2nd, Thursday, June 2nd. That is the day that has been designated Ditch Work and Dive Day.
It's usually sometime the week before the California Dive Show. This okay. year, June 2nd.
Right. So that's the Thursday before the Long Beach Dive Show, Scuba Show. And
that's
we're going to be out in California on that. We'll be flying back from Fiji that day. So who knows? Maybe we can fit something in or at least go out and say hi to some of the divers.
Hold on.
Catalina
yeah.
and see Casino Point like you've never seen it before. We'll have Dr. Bill, the biologist who has you know, taken more video of that area than the black sea bass and understands the aquaculture there more than anybody, will be there diving with us.
All right, so you're going to be part of this group in Catalina Island yourself, personally.
Of course.
Okay, but we're not going to talk with Greg anymore about the ditch work and dive concept. The idea that you could skip out on work this day because his response is, oh, I'd like to participate, but I'll be too damn busy flying back from Fiji.
Well, so
second, I have a new philosophy. That's fits work and dive year.
Right. Well, maybe.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Part of my job is to dive. So if I did my dive, yeah. See, I'm kind of a paradox.
Am you I? Are.
Yeah.
You are difficult to explain on many levels.
Thank you. So I do have, I don't know, there's this whole issue of crossing the streams when it comes to my particular look at this this event.
With
but
you,
I do,
it's more like cross-dressing the streams.
Actually, Greg, for you, it would be you would stop talking for a day, and we could all go for that.
Well, thanks, Bill. And Pete, because I know Bill was thinking the same thing.
Oh, and but, I was.
But yeah, we'll... I like the idea of this. I mean, you think this has this grown the last 3 years that you're aware of, or how did it do last year?
It has. I mean, people on Scuba Board are now go on Scuba Board, go to your area, and find out. Ask people where the ditch work and dive day for that week is going to be. Let's make this nationwide. Let's make this worldwide. NASSE, the National Association of Scuba Educators, likes the idea too, and there we have an actual agency promoting Ditch Work and Dive Day.
Well, here's what I would suggest, because not everybody has the flexibility of a job like you or I, who can say, "Well, screw it, we're going to go dive today," and not.
Well, no,
talk.
That's but, yeah, that's what this is about, though.
What
this
is
about?
That's what
excuse?
This whole thing is about.
This is about people whose lives are inflexible, whose lives are not like yours. People like me. This is more about people
like me than it is either one of you two bozos. You have to have their backs. I suggest if we're going to do this right, we got to start,
bring in illegal immigrants and send the illegal immigrant to work for you for the day not missed.
No, what you do is you incorporate the buddy system. So one buddy writes the doctor's excuse for the other one. So
you don't call him sick. You call him wet.
You call in wet, okay, but still, the boss is going to, you're wet? What? Are you incontinent? What's the problem?
Yeah, this is what you call a mental adjustment day.
Right, but I'm telling you, we need to hook the divers up with an excuse, a valid excuse. Like Bill, you can do your best British accent, and you can be Dr. Keevan.
Hello, my name is Dr. Keevan, and I've called today to let you know that Gregory cannot come to work today.
Thank you.
It turns out his IQ has dipped below the level that will be required for him to operate his motor vehicle. Thank you. Good day.
Okay, that wasn't really the excuse I was looking for, but I think you get the idea.
And it wasn't that good of an English accent either.
he
needs to drink more tea before he does that.
Chip, chip, eat your Cheerios.
Yeah, I have a highly contagious disease. I think it wouldn't be a good idea for me to come into work today.
Exactly. In fact, you got to go soak your head in water for a couple hours.
Right.
Hello, this is Dr. Keevans. I'm just calling to let you know that Gregory has the 24-hour bubonic plague and will not be in the work today. Good day.
Yeah, that's better.
This is why we need to make it into a national holiday, because then you don't need an excuse to say, it's a freaking holiday.
Right. Yeah, I mean, why would Groundhog Day be any better than Ditch Work and Dive Day?
Well, especially since you can't see your shadow underwater,
Right.
Let's go diving instead of it. We'll cancel Groundhog Day, and we'll put Ditch Work and Dive Day here where it's starting to warm up. I mean, this is the best part about it, Greg. Things are diveable almost across the country now. This is the first time where the entire country can pretty much go dip their toes in the water without dying.
Well, I think what he's suggesting is
it's warm enough.
Oh, thank God for global warming.
There you go.
I don't think that's exactly what he meant. Oh. I think it's later in the year now.
Oh, right. Okay, that makes
unlike
sense.
Our friend who called from northern Michigan saying that it's now warm enough to dive because the ice has melted.
Yes.
It's hard to go through that ice.
Yeah.
Every time I deflate my BC, I'm still sitting on the ice. I didn't get that.
Well, people are taking chainsaws to it and doing it anyway. So, yeah, there are some hardcore divers up north that keep doing that. They don't have a season, I guess.
See, there's a fine line between hardcore and lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing that I'm really concerned about. Don't you think that's going to give us a bad reputation, this ditch work and dive day? Aren't people just going to be calling us surfers?
Good point. Maybe.
Just asking. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to worry about that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I do like the idea there, Pete. Thanks for the update. They can go to scubaboard.com and probably just do a little search. Or just type in.
If there's not one in their area, start one in their area. Everyone's looking for a reason to die. Let's go diving.
Let's be unproductive together as Americans across this great country. Why not?
That's what scuba board's all about.
Right. Or you know what? Why just keep it in the U.S.? You know, if you're
exactly
in Russia, you're in Finland.
In Fiji.
Who needs to work? No one needs to work.
Yeah, you're going to say that now.
We can take one day off and go adjust our attitude so we'll be better workers on Friday before we take the weekend.
That's what I do. I mean,
you better hope your airplane mechanic doesn't take the day off.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Okay, it's time to go over our program schedule, if no other reason, so I remember it. Because
I'll be taking notes for you.
Yeah, it's getting a little nutty here. We literally been traveling week in, week out. And next week, we will be back here doing our show live from the studio. However, after that, it's anybody's guess. I'm getting ready to celebrate my birthday. Month of May. It's May 16th.
Right. Yes.
And on the 15th, right after we do the show on Saturday, the 14th, I fly out to Tobago for the Tobago Underwater Carnival. You can check it out, TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. It'll be our first time to that part of the world. I'm very excited about it. You're going to hear more from some of the operators before we head out there next week. And possibly the weekend after, and then we're off to Tobago to celebrate that event with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. We will have three mermaids in tow. Tony, Tiffany, and Leah. It is it's kind of like the angels from Grenada. That's they kind of had a four-way
are there pictures of
angel
that?
Thing going on. Yeah, from Grenada, yeah, from the video up there at scubaradio.com with the Scuba Radio song.
I'm going to go and double-check the four-way mermaid thing that you say is listed on the
Well, it'll
website.
Be a three-way in Tobago. Tiffany, Tony, and Leah will be joining us for that event.
Ah, that's good. Nobody whose father I know.
No, Pup is not going to be in Tobago.
Nice.
He will join us. So here's the deal. This is what's getting kind of crazy on our travel schedule. And I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong. But I will, you know, these are some of the things we have to do in order to be where we're supposed to be for the people that welcome us or that we're running from. And so we're going to spend, you know, 6-7 days there in Tobago. And then we'll go like Sunday through
Is that the home of the
Saturday.
Toboggan?
There's only one way to find out, and that is to go.
You'll have to report back. Please investigate that for me while you're there.
I know they that's where the steel pans started. You know, steel drums, all that stuff from that part of the world, Trinidad, Tobago.
I believe that's where our friend Captain Steve Hendrickson is from.
Maybe.
I think he's Tobagoan.
It's very possible.
Tobagoan.
So he is, I should say, we're going to go there like Saturday through Sunday. Then Sunday, we have to fly out of there on Sunday morning because we have to get to the Fiji a dive fest on the other side of the planet.
You're going from Tobago to Fiji.
Yeah, check out this itinerary. I got like a 6:30 a.m. flight out of Tobago, which is a little puddle jumper flight from Tobago to Trinidad, and then you fly from the international airport in Trinidad back to Miami, and then we fly from Miami to L.A. Pup, the scuba cowboy, will join us in L.A., and then we take an overnight red-eye flight from L.A. to Fiji.
So you'll be traveling from 6:30 in the morning until 6:30 2 days later.
Right. Yeah, because we lose a day in on that flight from L.A. to Fiji. We literally skip Sunday. And Sundays are kind of lame a lot of times anyway. So
you're getting up on Sunday. You're skipping Monday. You'll get there on Tuesday.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Doesn't matter. You'll be drunk the whole way.
Yeah, that's a good chance. There's a good chance. Because they give you free drinks and stuff on those international flights. But, yeah, I literally will be flying for like 24 hours straight. And I think that will be a new record for me personally. I'm not looking forward to that part of our adventure. Trust me, I'm not.
That's like a three-hour flight from Trinidad to Miami, right?
Yeah, it's yeah, maybe.
And then like a 27-hour flight to L.A.? You go on the roundabout route through Mexico City?
No, Miami to L.A. That'll be another 4.5, 5-hour flight. And then we have like an 11-hour flight to Fiji.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah. And then, you know, that puts us in Fiji some weird time in the morning.
Kind of stink if you missed one of those legs, huh?
Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, that is the and I will tell you, that's one of my concerns. There's one leg that I have a 3-hour layover in Miami.
Right.
So if our flight's late, we're in trouble. But we'll find out a way. You'll hear all about the adventure, I have no doubt. And
dog sled.
Yeah, but you know, look, we're going to oh brother. I just got a text.
Yes.
I just got a text from Mermaid Tony.
Yes.
Somebody said something to her about what we were talking about, the free diving from earlier.
Yes. So she's got word.
It's not good. This isn't good.
No!
Well, you know what? That's what
we almost made it. We almost made it. We had 3 minutes to go.
I told you people to keep it to yourselves, and you had to blab anyway. Damn you, listeners. Okay. Well, anyway, I still held my breath five seconds longer.
So a big journey from Tobago.
And then we spend like 8 or 9 days in Fiji. We're going to stay at a new resort called Coral Sun. Well, new for us.
Right.
But a very nice resort in a part of Fiji we have not been to before.
And you're going to get to go and see the Below Me.
We're not going to Matava. We're not going to Kandavu, the island of Kandavu. But we'll see Richard and Stuart, who run the resort, and get an update on their latest boat that they named
Below Me.
That's funny.
Below.
And then it's off to the Long Beach Dive Show for a few days on the left coast. So we got a lot of people to see and a lot of places to dive. It's going to be quite an adventure. You'll hear all about it through our two or three show.
Look forward to seeing you in June.
Yes. See you next month, Bill.
That'll be
something
great.
Like that. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better. Where, Bill?
Down where it's water.
And Tony, I'm sorry. Not really, but 5 seconds is 5 seconds. Suck it! Air. It was air. I just was able to hold my... Why is your over?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.